When do I need to bring in an external CEO?
I think if you have that question in your mind as a founder, and genuinely you have it, not your investor is planting it, then you probably know the answer, and which is that you need. But I would say, you know, in multiple video casts, Rajendra, we have gone through this different phases of a company's journey, 0 to 1, 1 to 10, 10 to infinity. We have also spoken in other video casts about wartime, peacetime. So the reality is, these are not all the same things. There are hustlers, there are thinkers. As a founder, forget whether you can do it. We have spoken earlier about passion, opportunity, skill set in other places, right? You may not have the skill set for it, but you may not even have the passion for it. Do you want to manage a company of so many people, right? So I think the best thing I have seen is probably what played out with Google, right? Where, or maybe even Microsoft, where, well, they are different, but the founders realized they needed somebody of at a different stage, maybe more of a peacetime since they were winning. And Eric Schmidt came in, and then these guys almost got coached under him, and then it came back, right? I think that's probably the best example, probably the most self-aware founders in that situation. But there have been other transitions, Microsoft and so on and so forth. I think if you have to be self-aware, are you able to transition between these different roles? Do you have the passion and do you have the skill set? If you have the skill set but don't have the passion, still don't do it. If you have the passion but don't have the skill set, please don't do it. Only if you have both the passion and the skill set should you do it. And otherwise, ultimately, you're the owner. Owners and managers. In India, owners tend to be managers. In the US, you've seen so many owners are not managers. If you are truly going to create value as an owner, then please get a manager who's better than you if you feel that you can't get it there. A lot of it has to be self-awareness, but I think the board, the investors can play an important role if you are open to it in telling you whether that's the right thing to do or not the right thing to do. But I think the net will be, are you able to transition these different roles?
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.